let us know. So, Nick, who is our next guest?
Well, our next guest is David Moore.
A regular to our show.
Oh, yes, it is.
And Astronomy Ireland.
Exactly. And hello, David. Can you hear us?
Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Thank you for taking the time, David.
How are you doing? How are you keeping?
Very well, thank you.
The weather is beautiful. Tonight, hopefully, the skies will be clear for you to have a look.
Absolutely. We have to snatch these clear spells in the Irish weather whenever they happen. Unfortunately, it's mostly cloudy, but we do get the odd break.
Yes.
It's always something fantastic to see. Lots coming up in the next few weeks.
Yes, you're going to inform us on that one. I have the last few weeks I was keeping track on a few things, like the Northern Lights showing up in Northern Ireland, and Saturn was visible as well on the snowy days when the skies are clear. I don't get that, how it's very cold and then the skies are clear like a summer night, but it's freezing on the ground. So
yeah,
I don't
I
get
know
that
you're astronomy passionate.
No, I'm not, but I absolutely love to hear the highlights. So, David,
I have my pen and paper. Please, David, tell me what's
We were spoiled about 2 weeks. We had a fantastic display of the Northern Lights.
I missed
it. And the Sun does predict these. So if you follow our social media, go to our website, down the bottom you'll see Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We post a message because we can usually get 1 to 2 days warning when they're coming.
Yes, that's what I missed. Yes.
Sunday. We warned everybody, maybe 100,000 people following us in total between all of our social media.
Okay.
And we said there's going to be a strong aurora tonight, and sure enough there was. And we got pictures in from all over the country, all the way down to the south coast of Ireland, lots from the north coast, and all points in between. In fact, it'll be the cover story on the next issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine that's out next week, yeah. In fact. All those Irish photographs of this huge aurora that we saw. So make sure you get a copy, because we don't know when the next one will happen. We're not predicting any more in the next few days, but anything can happen.
Okay.
An explosion happens on the sun randomly. We get 2 days warning. We put it on our social media. It's Ireland's biggest aurora.
Where can we get a copy, David?
The magazine, go to astronomy.ie. There's either join link. You can join Astronomy Ireland. It costs you about €1 a week. Every month we'll tell you what's happening in the sky. I'll tell you a bit about that now in a second. And also report on what people have been seeing in the past. And by the way, we didn't just have the aurora. I think what Kelly was seeing there in the evening sky is actually the planet Venus.
You'll
see it tonight.
We'll see it tonight.
Just where the sun goes down. There'll be this brilliant whitish star, a face star. It's about 100 times brighter than any of the other stars in the sky. That's the planet Venus. It's just coming into evening skies for the next few months.
Do you know, David, when this on WhatsApp is this button that's called status, so many of my friends with their new iPhones or Samsungs or whatever phone they have, they had taken pictures of Venus now that you mentioned, and they were saying, is that Saturn? Because not everyone knows. But the pictures were so beautiful. I was like, how can it? And the moon was full moon a couple of days ago, and it was amazing to see. So imagine people who has more advanced cameras, what pictures they might have taken of the aurora or Venus. So that will be all in Astronomy Ireland magazine, will it?
Yeah, definitely send them in. Even camera phones, especially modern ones these days, actually take great aurora photographs. They have night modes when they can make long exposures. And that brings out all the greens and reds and the ray structures in the aurora. And there's a few aurora photos from Ireland taken with camera phones going into the next issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine. That's how easy it is these days.
Yes, it is. It is. So tell us what's coming up, David.
Right, well, we also have said Venus passing the planet Jupiter. Now, that was Wednesday of the first couple of days in March, and they've now separated quite a bit. I could see them last night. So if you're looking at Venus tonight, blazing away in the west in the twilight, low down on the horizon, you might still glimpse Jupiter, but really it's moving behind the sun. So technically we've got Jupiter this week, Venus definitely, and very high up to the upper left of Venus is Mars. And one thing we do in the magazine every month is predict when the moon is going to pass by the planets, because planets just look like stars to people who don't know the sky. So when you see a bright star next to the moon on the day that we tell you it's Mars, you'll know which one is Mars, and just remember that then when the moon moves away. So, for instance, Tuesday week, the 28th of March, Mars will be very close to the Moon. There's a diagram in the magazine. You see the Moon? To the lower right is Mars. I'm looking at the diagram now as I speak. Anybody wants it, just go to astronomy.ie and sign up for the magazine. And, in fact, Venus and Jupiter will pass near the Moon in the middle of next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's your diagram in the magazine showing the Moon each night near Jupiter on the Wednesday, a bit low down, but easy to see just below Venus on the Thursday. And then on the Friday, it's just above Venus. So
All right. You
won't have any problem identifying those, and that would make a brilliant camera phone photograph.
To know that.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, if it's clear.
Hopefully, because we have St. Patrick's Day as well. We are hoping for too many events so the weather can keep up and give us a break. And
well,
so hopefully
speaking
of
St. Patrick's Day, that's the day that the International Space Station starts flying over Ireland in the evening sky. So
again,
on social media, every afternoon, before the sun sets, we'll post the exact minute to go outside and watch the space station flying over. Now, the first few days, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it'll be a bit low down, but after that, all next week and the week after, it'll be almost overhead, blazing as bright as, in fact, brighter than the brightest stars in the sky. And the reason it's of interest, not just because it's the most expensive object that the human race ever built, is that there are astronauts on board. There's 7 on board at the moment, there were 11, and 3 or 4 just returned the last few days to the ground. So it's the only manned spacecraft we can see, and it's plainly visible to the naked eye. You can video it with your camera phone. It's that bright. So that's
it's that big that you can see it from the ground?
Easily.
So which way should we face to be able to see this, David?
Well, go to our website, astronomy.ie. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and every afternoon, starting Friday, we'll post the exact minute to go out and watch.
Every
night.
So it's going to
start
an
hour or two after the sunset. So it's not going to be too crazy of a time of night at this time of year.
It's going to start with St. Patrick's Day, you see.
Yeah, and you're watching space history in the making. This is mankind's first outpost in space. You know, they're doing lots of experiments to get ready for the exploration of the Moon and then Mars, seeing what effects we have on the human body, using space as sort of a factory. Because the things you can do in weightlessness are very hard to do on the ground. So any big companies that have an idea for something which would be too difficult to do on the ground, for still a lot of money, can run the experiment in space. So some drugs have been developed, at least trial quantities of them, to see is it worth building a big factory to make the drug en masse to cure things like cancer. There are special high-speed computer chips you need extremely pure crystals for that you can grow in space far easier than you can on the ground. So any scientist thinks, oh, space would be a lot easier to do this experiment in, can apply to either European Space Agency, of which Ireland's a part, or NASA, or the other partners in the International Space Station, and hopefully get their experiment running. We've had quite a few Irish ones on board.
Right. So in the next 10 years, if we ask someone where you work from, they said, in space. I'm just doing computer science or
so it's
developing.
So it's like in the movie, everybody has the same uniform, you know, stuff like that.
So it's very interesting how fast technology is progressing, David. It's mind-blowing.
Absolutely, and space is the future. If you pick astronomy on as your number one hobby, you won't go wrong. Because the future of the human race lies in space. I think we all realize that. People are not going to be stuck on the Earth. They're going to go off and explore space. And the world's richest people have got their own space companies.
Yes.
Why are they investing all these billions if they don't believe in it? In fact, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos of Amazon both have space companies, and they've both stood on stage and said that they are going to put 1 million people on Mars by the end of this century. Now, nobody's been to Mars, and nobody's been to the Moon since 1972, but when two, not only of the world's richest people, but also space company owners say this, you've got to sort of think that they know what they're talking about. So we can't wait. Astronauts are going to be 10 a penny in coming decades. Right now, they're quite rare.
They are, yeah.
People in space. But it's a great career to start considering for young people listening in. You know, keep their studies up. One day you could be the first person on Mars.
That would be
fun. You know that Bezos actually has... have you ever been to Seattle, David?
No, not this. So, if you're thinking of the Air and Space Museum in Seattle, not that one.
Yeah. So I've been to Seattle. You know, they have these some kind of bubbles built up, you know, like you see in the movies. I've been there every year since 2014 till 2019. So I watched Amazon grow. And they have these bubbles, and inside they have a different temperature. They have some kind of tropical plants, you know. And the rumor was this is going to be, it is a prototype for when...
Experiment for
yes,
when we go
for
to...
Yes, for when we go to,
space.
You know, or North Pole, you have tropical weather within your bubble or stuff like that, or,
yeah.
you know.
Wow.
And
there are lots of experiments like that all over the world, because people going to the planets are going in, they're not going to go in a week like we did to the moon, a week there and back. It's going to take months. You're probably going to stay there perhaps years.
So all these movies are like they are right when they say if you imagine it, you can do it. So all these movies,
yes.
then it's fantasy science or whatever, then are all these capsulated people for years
people,
to go to. Yes?
Yeah, there are people working on it now, and the human race is spending billions on space. The space industry is just around $1 trillion. So that's a pretty big industry, and it's only set to grow.
Yeah.
So, you know, even if you're in business, you should be looking at space. Why are the world's richest people doing it? You know,
yeah,
they're not just
sense,
spending their money
you know?
For no good reason.
Well,
they expect to make even more billions out of it.
I have an answer for that, because they can. You know, they. I mean,
no, but it's,
yeah, but
it's,
they are also commercially successful. I mean, we've looked into what Elon Musk is up with his Starlink satellite, and he's chasing a revenue of $40 billion per year. Now, are there any companies in Ireland that turn over $40 billion a year? And I'm sure he's got bigger plans than that beyond that. He also gets multi-billion dollar contracts from NASA. So he's making money with his space company. And you're not going to stop business people going into space if they can make money doing it.
So that's so space is the future.
Well, that...
Absolutely.
Start,
and you can
start.
See so much of it from the ground.
You can see, yeah, like very interesting what you said now. So, David, we are stressed for time here. But just to summarize what you said, we can... look at Venus passing on the west, passing the moon. This
Venus can
Venus
be seen tonight.
Tonight,
and,
yes.
Venus passed already Jupiter, but you might still
yep.
see
and
it.
There are two events next week people can go to in Blanchardstown. One is on Monday. It's actually online. It's our public lecture about the expansion of the universe. And then on Friday in Blanchardstown, we're setting up the country's biggest telescopes to show people Venus near the moon. That's all on
wait,
astronomy.
Wait, slow down,
dot
slow down.
I.
Repeat
Friday,
that. Go
next
back.
Week.
go back on that one.
Book your place.
Okay, so Friday
everybody
next week.
Everybody is welcome.
Friday next week
to look through the telescopes, and Monday night online anywhere in the country, thank you, the world, to this public talk about how do we know how old the universe is and what's going on with the Big Bang? What's the latest research? I think people are fascinated by how the universe created us all, and are. Speaker is a professional scientist, but he's been told to talk to ordinary people and explain in non-science language. But that should be fun.
So,
by the way, all this is part of Irish Astronomy Week, which you can get more details of on astronomy.ie as well.
And it's €1 a week if you want to have...
€1 a week to be a member of Astronomy. I'm getting the magazine, getting the weekly members-only email, supporting us, trying to promote interest in astronomy. You know, and if things are getting tough, good hobby will really help your mental health. And I can't think of a better one than astronomy, because it will certainly inspire you.
No, it's fascinating. It's fascinating. So, David, thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We'll repeat that, what you said here, the events going on in a few minutes after the music break. Have a nice week, David. And then the next music